Fear and anxiety run rampant in our modern society. In today's episode of Quick Points with Pastor Steve, we ask what the big deal with fear is, and how the Bible addresses it.
The following podcast is a production of Diakonos, Independent Ministries of Maryland, based in Abingdon, Maryland, USA. And brought to you by wonderful donors like you.
Quick Points with Pastor Steve is a short topical commentary and lesson on how the Bible addresses everyday situations and the thoughts we face in our daily lives. Let's listen as Pastor Steve shares this week's topic. Here's Pastor Steve.
Hello everyone, I'm Pastor Steve Huffmeister, and I thank you for joining us for another episode of Quick Points with me, Pastor Steve. In today's episode, we ask what the big deal is with fear, and how does the Bible address it? Now, when I say fear, I don't mean your common fears like being afraid of the dark, or that funny feeling you get in the pit of your stomach walking across a dark parking lot in the middle of the night. I'm referring more to the fears that keep us from accomplishing things in our lives. The fear of taking a chance on a relationship. Speaking of something like trying to take a chance on that promotion or a new job. That aspect that restrains or paralyzes us from taking a chance or following a greater calling. This topic also ties into the battle of anxiety that many of us face. Honestly, I have to constantly remind myself of what we are talking about here today because anxiety is a battle that I face every day. When we were recording this, we were coming out of a rather difficult time here in the world. Fear was rampant during the COVID-19 pandemic that took place between 2020 and, well, currently 2022, the year 2022. And there's also the immense anxiety and fear going on in the Ukraine that many people are facing because the conflict going on currently in that country with the Russian invasion. So I felt the pull on my heart to talk about fear today. But what does the Bible say about fear? Fear is a topic found throughout the Bible in both the New and Old Testaments. So, let's walk through some scriptures that deal with fear. First, we're going to read from Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Sometime later, the Lord spoke to Abram. Well, Abram would later be known as Abraham. For those that are not familiar but might recognize the name Abraham. Sometime later, the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision and said to him, "Do not be afraid, Abram, for I will protect you, and your reward will be great." In this scripture, God speaks to Abram in a dream or vision, as it says, "Do not be afraid." Well, why? Well, God makes that very clear. His first point, because I, God, will protect you. And the second, that if you do put, he did put his faith in God for that protection, that the reward will be great. Also in Genesis, in chapter 46, verses 3 and 4, we read, I am God, the God of your father. The voice said, do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for there I will make your family into a great nation. I will go with you down to Egypt, and I will bring you back again. You will die in Egypt, but Joseph will be with you to close your eyes. So, we ask, what is the takeaway from this particular scripture? Well, first, we have to face our fears. And there's sometimes we know it won't be easy. We can't allow that fear to paralyze us from following what God has promised us or called us to do. But let's explore the anxiety aspect that I opened with for a moment. Anxiety is not a modern concept. Moses himself struggled with this. Let's read in Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 and 11. But Moses protested again. What if they don't believe me or listen to me? What if they say, the Lord never appeared to you? We are reading Moses here, the man who would part the Red Sea and lead the Jews out of Egyptian captivity by God's power. But as we read in Exodus 4:1, Moses himself faced anxiety, or fear, if you will, even when commanded directly by God himself. Now, many in the Bible faced fear in what they needed to do. And I can think of a perfect song to pair with this topic. Let's take a moment and listen to Casting Crowns featuring Matthew West, titled Nobody. Welcome back. Like the song says, we all have a purpose, and God knows that purpose. Moses was scared to speak, so God allowed his brother Aaron to speak for him until he strengthened his resolve. When he did conquer his fear with his faith in God, Moses did extraordinary things. God also empowered a young boy named David to slay the giant warrior Goliath with nothing but a sling and a rock. That boy with the sling would later say in 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 20, be strong and courageous and do the work. Don't be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. He will see to it that all the work related to the temple of the Lord is finished correctly. This boy would become one of the most noted kings in Israel and a direct earthly ancestor to the earthly form of Jesus. God has done great works and people who thought that they were nothing special or feared making changes. Don't be afraid. These words have been uttered by just about every angel that ever appeared to man. In Exodus 20, verse 20, Moses says, don't be afraid. For God has come in this way to test you, so that your fear of him will keep you from sinning. But wait, what? Fear God? Well, the answer to this question we read in Job chapter 28, verse 28, which reads, "And this is what he says to all humanity. The fear of the Lord is true wisdom. To forsake evil is real understanding." This is a different concept of fear. To fear the Lord is to understand his power. To know that he has power over all things, good and evil. Knowing that power is what strengthens us to combat evil and the fear and anxiety we develop over things we can't control. But God can. And if we maintain that belief and respect for God and push evil away, he stands strong beside us. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 5 reads, "No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you." In Psalms chapter 27 verse 1 reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble?" If you think your darkness, anxiety, or fear is stronger than God, let me read this to you. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 25. "Beginning today, I will make people throughout the earth terrified because of you. When they hear reports of you, they will tremble with dread and fear." God has the power to put fear in those things and evils that hold you back. Evil trembles in the presence of faith in God. And please don't ever think God is the source of your anxieties and fears. God does not tempt or restrain us from doing his work or following a plan to be more than we think we are. God is a motivator, not an intimidator. When Satan would start to get too tight of a hold on our world, God sent his mightiest soldier, the commander of legions of angels, the one true king, his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus would champion good, call out lies that people told, championed against the hypocrisy of the religious leaders, and to show us that there is a better way, and then pay our debt with his own life so that we could have a second chance against our fears, anxieties, and sin. In the New Testament, a man that once fought against and tortured Christians for their beliefs, who would later turn to Christ himself, would be quoted to say in Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 14, "I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me." These words were spoken by the Apostle Paul, a man jailed, taunted, whipped, and in the end beheaded for his faith in God. We have a mighty king on our side, and that king has control of all things, and a defined plan for all of us. So friends, what is there to fear? If we try and if we fail, it's not a failure. It is a stepping stone to a greater plan. Sure, it might be disappointing sometimes, but if we have faith, then we will know that it's just moving forward towards something bigger than we are capable of knowing. In closing, we will work toward an ending here with a song by the group Building 429 titled Fear No More. I hope this episode has helped you get an understanding of fear and anxiety, and how the Bible says we should hand them to Jesus to carry for us. Sure, I know that's not easy sometimes, and I know this well, but no one knows us better than our incredible God, who works for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining me today, and if you have an idea for a topic for us to cover here on Quick Points, please reach out to us by email at quickpoints-podcast@dimom.org or visit our anchor.fm page at anchor.fm/quickpoints. All one word, Quick Points, all one word. Leave us a voice recording of your topic or question, and if we use your topic, we will share that recording in our episode if you wish. If you don't want us to, then tell us in the recording that you don't want us to share it, and we won't. We'll honor that. But until next time, may God bless you and keep you. I'm Pastor Steve Hoffmeister, and thank you for joining me today on Quick Points with me, Pastor Steve.
We thank you for listening today. If you have been blessed by this episode today, we encourage you to share it with others. Quick Points with Pastor Steve is a production of Diaconos, Independent Ministries of Maryland, based in Abingdon, Maryland, USA. If you would like to ask a question about this episode, or would like to share a topic for a future episode, email us at quickpoints-podcast@dimom.org, or visit our anchor.fm page at anchor.fm/quickpoints to record your question or suggestion. We might just use your message in an episode on your topic. Thanks again for joining us today, and God bless you.